Good morning. For KUER News, I'm Andrea Smartin. Governor Gary Herbert has named former Utah Jazz player Thurl Bailey to serve as his ambassador to the state's refugee community. In this role, Bailey will act as a liaison between the governor and more than 50,000 refugees who call Utah home. With us in studio is Thurl Big T Bailey himself to talk about his new role. So you're a well-known man, not just as a basketball player and commentator and singer-songwriter, but also for your community service. You have a charitable foundation, a basketball camp. You've received the NBA's Kennedy Community Award, the Great Salt Lake Boy Scouts Council American Champion Award. So why is community service so important to you?
Well, first I thought you were going to ask me, how do I find the time? But it's vitally important to me because as I look at my career in basketball, I mean, here's a kid from the streets of Washington, D.C., who just desired to do something, make something of himself and be better and, you know, latch a hold of some of those mentors who could help me get there. But I understand what community means. I understand that when people in a community get together and support someone with a dream, it can happen. And so now that I'm in a position, I guess you can call it a high-profile person who's lived that life, I built a platform, and now it's been time for me to return to those communities that have helped me reach that level. And it's a part of my life. It's what I want to teach my children to do, and it's about service.
Now, how did you end up in this role as ambassador to Utah's refugees? Did you express interest? Did someone give you an assignment? How did it happen?
Good question. Actually, I was in a meeting with a friend of mine from Department of Workforce Services, Deb Coffey. And we were talking about some things she was working on, and she started talking about the refugee community. And I had no idea. I knew that there were refugees here who had been displaced and ended up in Utah, but I had no idea there were, you know, around 50,000 in the Utah community. And I just began to ask questions about what are these people doing now, what do they need, how are they accepted in the community. Does the public really know that there are that many refugees in our state? And so I got educated that day. And it stuck with me. And at our next conversation, I asked, like I hope a lot of people in our community will ask, what can I do?
Like you said, it's a sizable population. And there's people from all over the world, I guess, Bhutan, Burma, Iraq, Somalia. So it's not really a monolithic group, right? I mean, it's people from all over the world.
That's right.
What do you know at this point about Utah's refugees, and what do you hope to find out?
In order for me to continue to be educated because of the little I did know initially, I sat down at a conference table with several refugees. Probably in that room there were about 15. And I spent an hour and a half, 2 hours maybe, listening to each one of their stories. And I was inspired, but I was shocked and appalled and saddened by some of the things that they had gone through that I had no idea. Not that I was ignorant about the tragedies of some of the refugees, you know, because of racial, religious, or political views, they're forced to leave their countries and forced to find places that will take them in. But I think the biggest thing that has drawn me closer and has looked within myself to say, what can I do, is the fact that these people are living right next to us. We may not know. You know, we may want to help. We may want to reach out. We may want to help find jobs for them. We may want to help them in their language skills. But we have to know first. So I think awareness really is the biggest thing that I want to be a part of. So whatever we can do as a community to be able to not just bring the visibility, but to educate ourselves and to help.
So I understand we have Utah Refugee Month coming up in June.
Yes.
What are your plans?
June 22nd at Liberty Park. And the actual plan for that is based on recognition. We've had a similar event to this, but most of the people that come are the refugees. The public really hasn't known so much about it. Again, that awareness we've been talking about. So we just want people to come and get to know their community neighbors and come down and be educated and have fun and listen to great music and maybe get to play a little one-on-one with me if you want to. But we want it to be a fun afternoon that people just get together and commune and just learn from each other and understand that there is a lot of diversity in the city. And it starts with each and every one of us coming together and understanding each other.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thurl Bailey is the governor's ambassador for Utah's refugee community. I'm Andrea Smartin for KUER News.